The 0-5 start for the Kitchener Rangers seems like forever ago. In fact, it has only been 10 days since they earned their first win. Add on three more, and the Blueshirts are now just one game below .500. Mitchell Martin notched a hat-trick, and the Rangers routed the Guelph Storm Tuesday, 7-1. It's the third straight home game where Kitchener has had a forward haul hats to the ice. Carson Rakopf roped three goals October 16 versus Flint, and captain Francesco Pinelli popped a trick 4 days later. The captain's hot streak continued. He hammed home two more goals Tuesday. Hunter Brzustovic extended his point, an assist, streak to 8 games, and fellow defenseman Ty Hollett hauled in three helpers in the win. What the later two did is even more impressive given the Rangers only had 4 defensemen playing in the game. "I thought we were great," said head coach Chris Dennis. "I thought the first period, especially the first 10 minutes, we really played the way we needed to make sure they weren't being overtaxed." Dennis' hands were tied. Tomas Hamara was serving game one of a 2-game suspension after a slew foot Saturday in Guelph, and Simon Motu was suffering from an injury. "As of right now, we are not expecting Motu, to be in Friday," said Dennis. "That could change, but it's unlikely." Jack Harper was the odd man out, because the Rangers are still sitting with 4 overagers on their team, and you can only dress 3 for a game. But, oddly enough, it was the fewest goals the Rangers have allowed this season. Martin, who's been playing on a line with overagers Joseph Serpa and Reed Vallade, knows it was important to play team defense. "Our line is really offensive, but I feel like we do have a good defensive presence and we take care of our own end really well, which helps us a lot," said the Sudbury native. The Rangers have ripped off 4 straight wins, outscoring their opponents 24-8. "We started coming to the rink and having a bit more fun," said Martin. "Early on, we were putting a lot of pressure on ourselves. Now, we're just playing free and keeping it light at the rink." They try to keep their freedom going on Friday, when they host the Erie Otters. The Harris Law pregame show begins at 7 p.m. with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope.